Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Stories for Children. In this, you are about to listen Story of Saint Manikya Vasagar, Part 2, presented by Sri Avadayar Kovil Ganesh. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Thiruchitrambalam. Hello children. Today, we are going to see about the story of Saint Manikya Vasagar. He is one among the Samaya Kuravas, that is religious guys. They are also known as Nalvar in Tamil. Long, long ago, in ancient time, in Madurai. So where is Madurai? Madurai is in the central part of Tamil Nadu, in southern India. So, when I say Madurai, remember, Madurai is the capital city of Pandya Kingdom. Children, in ancient days, Tamil country was ruled by Chera, Chola and Pandyas. Pandyas ruled the southern part of Tamil Nadu, having Madurai as the capital city. So, in Madurai, we have the beautiful, correct, Meenakshi Sundareswarar temple. So, in the month of Chitrai, there is a big festival is happening in Madurai, that is Meenakshi Sundareswarar Thirukkalyanam. Madurai is the place where Lord Shiva has performed divine miracles. They are known as Thiruvilayadal Puranam. This Thiruvilayadal Puranam is also written by Paranjyothi Munivar. Near Madurai, there is a place known as Thiruvadavur. It is a small village. Yes, correct. Thiruvadavur is the place where our Thiruvadavurar was born. Vadavura's father's name is Sambhubhadra Charida and mother's name is Sivajnanavati. When he was a young boy, he studied all the scriptures and all the 64 arts. As a kid, he excelled in all aspects of education. Am I right? So, even if you study in your school, if you score first mark, your teacher will appreciate you and you will receive praise and other appreciation from the teacher. Vadavurar studied very well. He excelled in all the subjects. He came first in all the subjects. So, kid, you should also study well and you should come first in your education. And he excelled in his education. He belongs to a family of Amatya Brahmin. Amatya, the meaning of this word in Sanskrit is minister. So, he belongs to a family of ministers. People from this family, they were able administrators in various kingdoms. Vadavura has shown a remarkable ability to learn. He studied very well and he secured excellent position in all aspects of education. So, education is very, very important. A person who is having a good education can reach heights whatever the career he chooses. Likewise, Thiruvadavurar studied very well. The name and fame of his ability has spread far and wide, like a jasmine flower. So, when I tell you jasmine, immediately what comes in your mind? Of course, the whiteness and also the smell. Likewise, the name and fame and the intelligence of Vadavurar spread far and wide. And Vadavurar has become a handsome and cultured young man. Vadavurar was invited by the king of Pandya kingdom. So that time, Harimardana Pandya was the ruler. So you know, in olden days, we had kings. So kings who ruled our country. So the king, after hearing about the intelligent, handsome young man, he invited Vadavurar to his court. And Vadavurar went to the court. The talent and knowledge attracted the king. Vadavurar was handsome and cultured, and his talent and his ability and his good qualities and knowledge attracted the king. The king did not want to lose a person of that caliber. So, immediately he appointed him as his Prime Minister. Now, Vadavura, who has studied well, who has excelled in all aspects of education, has become the Prime Minister of Pandya Kingdom. So, education is very important. We should study well and we can also reach good position. After becoming Prime Minister, Vadavura has ruled the country in a bright way. After becoming Prime Minister, Vadavura administered the country in Dharmic path, that is path of righteousness. Because of his remarkable administration, he took good care of the kingdom. As you know, even in any business, we have to take care of the business, whether it's a business or whether it is ruling. So wherever we work, we have to work to the satisfaction, we have to work with full concentration. As Vadavura did this, the whole country, that is the whole kingdom, was prosperous and people were very happy. By looking at his able administration and talent, the king was impressed and conferred upon him the title Thennaman Brahmarayan. So Thennaman Brahmarayan is the title which Vadavura has received because of his able administration and talent. Likewise, we do our work perfectly and neatly, we will also receive appreciation from others. Of course, if you receive a title, very nice, or if you receive an appreciation from elders, really it is a wonderful thing. Okay. See, in spite of all this, Vadavura was not attached to the position or the power he is holding, because in his mind he was looking for a guru and he wanted that guru to lead him to salvation in this birth itself. He was restless and he was looking for it. As he was restless and seeking for a guru, one day an attendant of the king came and told the king that there are some good horses in the eastern coast. Okay, the east coast of Tamil Nadu is now known as what? Correct, Coromandel Coast. In Tamil, we call it as a Choramandalam Coast. Okay, the Bay of Bengal was once known as Lake of Chora because Choras conquered vast part of the South India and they have also captured or defeated kingdom in Northern Malaysia and other parts. That way, this place was known as Coromandel Coast or Choramandalam Coast. Now, why the news of horses to the king? Because if we have a king, it is the duty of the king to protect the people and his kingdom. To protect his kingdom, what a king should have? Correct, king should have an army. If it is an army, then king should move all the arms, weapons, goods which are needed for his army. So normally in olden days we find army in the border. So army has to protect the border of the kingdom from the enemy. So for that they need all the food and all the weapons and all the supports. All these things were provided by horses. Nowadays we have helicopters or choppers. We also have cars, vehicles and other things. But in olden days, we did not have, to be precise, they did not have any vehicles. The main mode of transport was horses. So, horses are very important for a king. So, the messenger also told the king that we can buy horses from the East Coast port. The king, who knew horses in his army are not that good, he has to get new horses. So, he decided to buy those horses from the eastern port city. Now, when a king has to buy a horse, he can't go himself. So, he has to send a person. In our story, the king has chosen Vadavura to go and buy those horses. He gave him all the necessary financial support and gold to buy those horses from the trader. Okay, and Vadavura started his journey to buy those answers. Ready by ourselves. Let's see the next part.